Senator Mark Begich wants to know if Alaska can develop a natural gas export industry. Begich invited state business leaders to a roundtable discussion today to examine opportunities for the state's gas resource. Any future for a gas export industry will rely on finding markets, and Begich is exploring where the potential buyers of the state's gas could be. Hawaii and Japan are two areas that may provide a market, and representatives of both countries' entities sat at the table, along with representatives of Cook Inlet Region Incorporated, Buccaneer, Tote Ocean Transport, and Alaska Village Electric Cooperative. Mark Begich.
Right now, what Alaska is doing, at least in North Slope, is we're pushing our gas back into the ground, and we'd rather put it to market. And so we want to figure out how to do that the most effective and efficient way. And are there customers that we can tap into now that may have unique relationships with us, Japan being one of them because of the market relationships that Alaska has, but also because of the military defense relationships we have.
Japan is looking to expand its energy imports since the March 2011 earthquake and nuclear-powered disaster. Dale Hahn, an energy advisor to the state of Hawaii, said her state is committed to looking seriously to natural gas. Electricity rates in Hawaii are 3 to 4 times greater than on the mainland, and the state's electrical utility operators are under federal EPA mandates to reduce exhaust emissions by switching to lower sulfur fuels. Bob Eisler represents Hawaiian Electric.
80% of our capacity right now is running on petroleum oil. So we're looking to reduce that amount by two means. One, a lot of renewables. We're looking to be 40% renewable in 2030. But the rest of that needs to be something. And we'd like that to be the cleanest, cheapest option available to us. And we think gas is a good option there.
Some drawbacks to an export plan include competing natural gas resources from Qatar to New Guinea. Bill Popp with the Anchorage Economic and Development Corporation says a larger strategy needs to be examined beyond LNG export to bring together industrial and utility users both inside and outside Alaska. High electricity costs are no stranger to rural Alaska, according to Mira Kohler, president of the Rural Village Electric Cooperative, which is examining in-state uses for natural gas.
We're looking very hard right now at developing natural gas-fired mega high-efficiency generation at the North Slope and then transporting that by wire and using it to support our industry across the state. We have resource extraction, development, processing that does not occur in the state because we are so strapped for affordable energy. This is a concept that we're working on right now. We've been presenting around the state on it. And I think the Cook Inlet solution is going to address the South Central issue, but it's not going to address the issue of Fairbanks and around the state.
Alaska has an estimated 200 trillion cubic feet of natural gas proven and potential reserves. Begich said discussions on its export value started a year ago.